Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are going to be joined shortly by Dr. Bob Teal from the Continuing Church of God, and I got to tell you, it's an amazing time. I learned so many things. Scott. Dr. Bob's coming up next hour. Scott Adams, welcome back, Scott. You said when I called you this morning, you have stuff to blow me away. You are the news ninja. You always blow me away. I mean, number one, you are the number one talk radio network on the planet and talk radio internet in the world 7 years in a row. And there's no reason why not, because you're not only a tech genius on spreading your network, but also you research to the nth level. I mean, you're like a news bloodhound, finding things out and getting them out faster and analyzing them quicker and more deeply than anybody I know. So what is the news you're going to blow me away with? Because I'm sitting down, I don't have a tray tail, and I don't have my seatbelt on, but I'm hoping I won't fall off my chair. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. A lot of big breaking news today regarding Syria. You know, there seems to be a lot of fallout. Of course, you have Lindsey Graham, Mr. Khashoggi himself, you know, the Khashoggi wannabe. Lindsey Graham and his buddy, Bob Menendez, you know, the guy that was in trial with a hung jury, it couldn't prove his innocence. Bob Menendez, Mr. Corrupt Senator himself, and Lindsey Graham, another corrupt senator, who has, you know, done a lot of shenanigans with John McCain, and their interests in the Middle East have really seemed to be counter to American interests. But you know, when we take a look at this, when we take a look at what Trump is doing, you know, there's so many people in the Republican tent that have really blown a gasket over this one, and they've kind of split down the middle, you know, as to where they fall out. Right. There's a lot of people that agree with Lindsey Graham, and a lot of people, but think about this. You know, it's the globalists that have supported and endorsed the Iranian nuclear deal, for greed, for profit, for whatever. But they've endorsed this oil pipeline from Qatar through Syria into Europe. And it's Lindsey Graham's foreign policy that's been behind all that. But what's interesting is this.
That's interesting, because that is part of the reason why they're going and they're trying to dissemble Syria, because this pipeline goes directly through Syrian territory near Aleppo, right?
So the globalists want control of all that.
Right.
But they don't want to invade the Middle East. They don't have a right to. They couldn't possibly get it done. They couldn't get that job done. So the conflict in Syria and the chemical weapons and the human loss of life, the human tragedy, has all happened over the last decade. And what was the result of it? What was the result of Barack Hussein Obama's maneuvers, right? Destabilizing Libya, destabilizing Egypt, destabilizing Syria, not getting a status of forces agreement in Iraq, giving Iran, who hates Israel, $150 billion, right, to reign supreme. You have two kingdoms in the Middle East. You have the Assad kingdom, because they took over Syria in the 70s. You have the Saudi Arabia kingdom. And what Obama did was Obama fortified Iran, and Iran then could dominate Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And also, they wanted globalists, they wanted Germany and France and England and everybody to have leverage over Russia. So Russia then said, well, we don't want this to happen, and they had a stronghold in Syria. But up until the point where Angela Merkel opened the borders and wanted to allow all these refugees into Europe, they weren't going to her house. They were going to middle-class houses, neighborhoods. When they were raping, they weren't raping Angela Merkel's family. They were raping middle-class Germany families.
Right.
And when you get to the end of it, everybody was talking about this caliphate, this movement from the Middle East. This is a Trojan horse. This is an invasion. All these migrants, all these refugees are moving into Europe. There was an overflow, a supplement, which is why we open our borders and abolish ICE. When we take
right.
a look down at Tijuana, we look at all these different so-called families, and we see only fighting-aged men.
Right.
And people are suggesting that that is an invasion to take over our country or Europe or whatever. What if I were to tell you that that was actually a globalist plan all along?
Right. Did you know that there's 10,000 basically jihadist camps already in America, and there's 42 live ammunition test sites that I know from my classified sources with specific GPS locations in the lower 48 states alone. Please continue.
I'm going in the exact opposite direction.
Right.
And what I'm suggesting is, what if this master plan is that you take the fighting aged men, you allow them to be part of the migration into the other country.
Right.
Now, who is left to defend the oil fields?
Nobody.
The fighting age men have left the Middle East. There's no
they
one
have
left
to fight. That's true, isn't it? Wow.
So now Europe expands their geographic location to their vacation spot. Like on the East Coast here, our vacation spot is the Bahamas, the Caribbean.
Right.
Theirs is Egypt. They park their boats down in the Mediterranean. They go to Ibiza, Majorca Islands, and they have a good old time.
Right.
So the Middle East for them is a vacation spot. So if you get all the fighting-aged guerrilla men and the violence out of there, it becomes a really nice place to set up oil wells from Qatar and Libya and Northern Africa all the way into Europe, so you don't have to depend on Russia so much. And you pretty much build mansions and great, great palaces for the aristocrats from Europe. So basically, it was a reverse invasion. Entice them.
Ah, that makes sense.
Welfare. Entice them with free welfare and free goodies. And that's what we're doing here. We open the border and we give them free medical. We give them free welfare. And we allow them to come in. They came in from where? Wherever they came from then is defenseless.
Well, by the way, a lot of those migrants aren't just from the Central America. They're from the Middle East, aren't they?
Right. But we're the overflow. What I'm saying is what we saw in Europe is that migration from Syria, there was tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of fighting age men that represent really an army of men.
Ah, okay.
Now, there's nothing left to fight for their land. There's no one there in the Middle East to defend themselves or defend the invasion that's about to happen to them. They've all left.
Well, there's a corporate invasion. I know that up in the
Middle East was the red water. Europe just expanded their geographic location to be purple water that's double in size, which actually, in down the road, a threat to the United States.
That's true, because you see the rise of what's called superstate Europe, don't you? Because I see this with...
That's what the European Union design was all about.
Right. For example, right now we see Poland and even Ukraine actually more supportive of Trump than even American and Trumpians. We see the anti-Russian tank weapons. We see also the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter was not designed as a Joint Strike Fighter because it couldn't fight a Russian MiG-70 jet from the 70s. The idea was a stealth bomber, and now Trump is being exposed, and it's on Drudge today, that Putin is warning of of greater danger of the war because he's now positioned his bombers in Venezuela. He's had nuclear submarines in the Orinoco River tunneled in the sidewalls because he knows the threat of Europe and America is getting greater by the day. Last October 5th, 2017, they did a simulation of World War III in Russia, and by law, you can't build a home without a bomb shelter. Russians are terrified of Europe and America coming in and preemptively attacking them, aren't they?
Right.
And just justifiably. Justifiably, too, right?
Yeah. But wrap your head around this image. You got a matador in a ring.
Right.
And he takes his red cape, and he gets the bull to run into a cage, locks the door. Basically, you get these people that are beholden to the government because of the social welfare sugar.
Right.
And they're basically in a cage, sort of like what black people have called the Democrats as modern-day...
Social welfare cage, right?
Plantations,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
So basically, you get the bull into a cage, dependent on the master, and now the matador could walk freely through the corral, not worried about any bull that's going to attack him because the bull already left, willing.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
What you've laid out... which is way ahead of everybody else, Scott, is that you're seeing the rise of superstate Europe. And by the way, I found out that superstate Europe was in a sense developed and controlled by the descendant of the Nazi intel agencies that became our CIA and NSA because it was a transplantation. And in fact, the Bilderbergers and all these globalist Masonic organizations constructed Europe to be a superstate where 85% of the rulemaking and legislation was done by administrators, not elected officials, which is why we now have three countries trying to leave, Hungary, Austria, and Italy, but they're not going to be able to. And you hear the statements by Macron recently, his enviro taxes, which have revolts there with these yellow jackets. What's going on is the rise of superstate Europe, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. And this has been the plan all along. So this whole destabilization of Middle East and all these policies where it had us scratching our head, it doesn't make sense. It's like, can't you see that sea of people that are all fighting-aged men traveling into Europe or going across our southern border? Can't you see that? And of course they see it, but they're not telling you the truth. What they're doing is they're displacing that military, and they're actually bringing them on their team. And they're going to walk right in and take over.
Oh, yeah. There's three groups of basically they're importing. A number of these people come in are basically in their own countries. They're corrupt and they're criminals. They bring them to become the proxies for the German or let's say the mafia in Italy or the German corrupt groups. The second group are basically passives. They're just going to be eventually integrated into society. And the third group are reproducers. The average Muslim family has 3.6 children compared to the average European, which is about 1.2 to 1.1, which means they're not sustainable. So it means they're going to homogenize the culture across large areas, which are trade zones. In fact, Trade Zone 3 got completed recently by Trump with U.S., Canada, and Mexico. They don't have open borders between Mexico and Canada yet, but that may happen down the road because they have trade agreements for intellectual property and everything else. So what I see happening is they're creating superstate Europe because this is the ultimate plan, and they've actually removed the military force out of the country by absorbing them into Europe, which means they can go and pick and choose what they want, including putting a pipeline across Aleppo and across Syria from the Arab states in the Middle East.
And this is a big part of why the Lindsey Grahams and the John McCains and the neocons and the Obamas and the liberals are all in bed together. That's why
they're blaming Khashoggi, who actually wants to get rid of Wahhabism. It's the exact opposite. You see him baring his teeth, Graham. He's full of it. I don't believe that. I don't believe that this guy, this new Graham. Saudi prince, did it. I think Graham is a nut. And to be honest with you, I'm pretty sure there are intel agencies probably sad killed Khashoggi, and the people that did the crime are going to die. They're probably going to die a violent death under the Saudi prince and the king, because they're doing this because they're trying to manipulate Saudi Arabia to be part of this larger super empire, aren't they?
Decided to pull out of Syria directly after he had a call with Erdogan, and it probably didn't go well. And more than likely, what was happening is, you have this alliance with Saudi Arabia. The reason why we have alliance with Saudi Arabia was to actually right the wrongs that we did with Iran. Giving $100 billion to Iran was something you couldn't put that genie back in the bottle. The only thing you could do at that point is match it.
Exactly. Match it with having an alliance with Saudi Arabia. So the various agencies that want to create this dialectic or block it want to make sure they dissect us away from Saudi, right?
Trump's first foreign policy speech was in Riyadh. And that's why that scared everybody. And then the next thing he wanted to do is cultivate a better relationship with Putin. And everybody wanted to prevent that from happening.
Right, of course. That's why he didn't meet the G20, right?
In Syria is basically to not give way to the globalist agenda. So long as Syria is propped up there, Syria, basically the Assad family took power in Syria in the 70s. That's like a kingdom to them. That's their king. No, that's their kingdom. That's their palace. That's their home. So they're not going to give that up. And Saudi Arabia is also a kingdom, right?
Right.
It's not going to give up its sovereignty either. And it wants to be the King Kong of the Middle East. But what was happening is, so long as they were going to stand in the way, they were going to prevent this thing from happening, the oil pipelines and the seizure of wealth. And so what happened was, overthrew Gaddafi. Gaddafi wasn't going to give way to that either. So they assassinated Gaddafi. They betrayed him. They turned their back on him. They overthrew Mubarak and tried to install a Muslim Brotherhood installment in Egypt. They actually released al-Baghdadi so that he could spearhead ISIS. He was in Camp Rukka in Iraq. And they released him in 2009. In 2010, he's running ISIS, waging an anti-Al-Assad war against Syria, which Russia and Syria fought against.
Right.
But we were then using Libya's assets in a clandestine operation run by Hillary Clinton and the State Department and her CIA, and basically put that fight to Syria because Syria was in the way. If they could not get a status of forces agreement in Iraq, give Iran $150 billion, completely crush Syria, Egypt, and Libya, you basically have all the leverage you need to make Saudi Arabia, to dominate Saudi Arabia, and to overthrow Syria. And then you just open up the pipelines and the whole globalist movement happens.
And the globalist Europeans and the globalists take over the oil fields in the Middle East, right?
Trump changed everything. That's the problem. They were so close, yet so far.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, and you'll hear every pundit talk about the caliphate, the migration of Muslim fighting age Muslims into Europe as if they were going to wage a war inside Europe. That's not what that was about. That was about displacing the potential military threat that they would have to go up against by moving them out of the region and getting them so they no longer have an interest in fighting for their land because it's no longer their land. They moved away from it. And I was always wondering, why not safe zones, right? Oh, why not safe zones? Or when do they actually go back to their home when the conflict is over? None of that was talked about. Nobody cared about those things. And it was never planned for them to go back.
Amazing. You know, this is so clever, isn't it? So evil and so clever.
It's evil. You know how many people have lost their lives over this? It's crazy when you think about it.
And first, interesting thing about Syria, because my family on my mother's side are Syrian Lebanese. My great-grandfather, Abash, owned the largest caravan traveling from Damascus, Syria to China, and their family for thousands of years. And my great-great-grandmother walked beside the camels to China twice a year. These are tough people. I have to tell you, if you don't take out Syria, which, by the way, the Alawites are like half Christians and half Muslim, everybody can sit at the table, the Jews, the Shiites, and the Sunni. It's the only place in the entire Middle East where everybody can actually get along. And if you get rid of Syria, you can have a dialectic of chaos, so you can create as much chaos to control the whole area, which is what they wanted, right? Does that make sense? The Chaos Masters are winning, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Man, you discerned it well today. That was amazing. Yes, I didn't fall off my chair, but I got close.
Isn't that something?
That is something, man. That's amazing. Yeah, awesome. I'm sure you have more. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with News Ninja Scott Adams. Go to Red State Talk Radio.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So the government shutdown is looming. Tell me, what do you think is going to happen? I have my theory. I have a suspicion that Trump is playing chicken right now, but he's going to get the Pentagon and the Army Corps of Engineers to build it. But I'm not sure exactly what Trump's going to do, but he definitely has a lot of cards in his hand, doesn't he?
Well, the government's going to get shut down. So that's number one. Number two, what's going to happen is they put the $5 billion back on the blocks. The Democrats are going to vote no. And the Republicans are going to vote yes. And basically, it's going to be couched going into the break as the government was shut down because the Democrats refused to give Trump $5 billion for his wall.
Right.
And then Trump's going to turn around and say, well, I can't get the money from Congress. I'm going to take $5 billion of that $716 billion I gave the military. And we're going to put good training to use. With the Army Corps of Engineers, they're going to have a really great training session. Well, you know, we spend more money than that on war games in South Korea that we're no longer doing.
Right. So
there are, and not only that, but by pulling out of Syria, how much money are we going to save there? Nobody was complaining about the money, right? It's
right.
Not about the money. It's about the issue. And why do they want open borders? For a whole host of reasons. They want to get rid of the middle class.
Isn't that the basis? It doesn't matter if it's the left or the right. The real goal is to create a gruel class and get rid of the middle class, whether it's the Democrats or the people on the GOP side that are rhinos, right?
Trump wants to grow the middle class because the middle class does not accept being told what to do. They're not going to be told where their kids go to school. They're not going to be told what job they should have. They're not going to be told how to pray, what to say. They're not going to be told these things, right? They're not going to be told what color fence their picket fence ought to be. They're not going to be told how to decorate their house. They're not going to be told these things. And they're not going to put up with excessive taxation. They're not going to put up with excessive regulation. And so at the end of the day, the middle class is not a good voting bloc for the liberals. That's why the liberals want open borders, and they want to abolish law enforcement in order to police open borders, like ICE.
Wow, right.
So that's what it's all about. Now, we just, in the last segment, talked about the reverse migration and reverse invasion tactics of the globalists. That had a lot more to do with the Syrian conflict and Obama's Middle East strategy and what they were thinking, right? And Trump put a stop on that, put an end to that. And, you know, you could look to Khashoggi, you could look to the false flag attempts in the chemical weapons, you could look to the prevention of Trump warming relations with Putin, although Trump finally has said, enough. I know what my gut's telling me, and this is what my gut's telling me, that I'm going to go forward with my relationship with Putin and see if I can smooth things over and make things better. I'm not going to listen to Lindsey Graham anymore. He's dead to me because of Khashoggi and because of his strong-arm tactics that he did even today with regard to the Syrian decision. But in addition to that, Trump is going to get to the bottom of a lot of these things, including Uranium One. Now, Matthew Whitaker just got a clean bill of health with the DOJ ethics. That's going to make it so people like Chuck Schumer can't question his decisions because he's been cleared. There's no conflict of interest, despite the fact that they're still trying to make him recuse himself. And it's insane that they could do that. They don't have a case. So the beautiful thing is that Mueller is going to have to wrap it up, and Mueller is going to get defunded. And you know who told me that? About a year and a half ago, Matthew Whitaker was on CNN and talked about ways to curb Mueller and put him in a box. And he mentioned that defunding Mueller would be one way. So the biggest problem is that Matthew Whitaker, the DOJ, and Trump want to activate Huber because they've been doing a long investigation on Uranium One, the Clinton Foundation, and a lot of that illegal, fraudulent stuff that was going on that even included Mueller. But they don't want to drop the hammer on that and reveal all the cards while Mueller is still in a position to delete evidence. We saw that he deleted 19,000 text messages from Strzok and Page, right?
Right.
We understand that Mueller's a bad black hat actor. And we don't want Huber to come out with all of his cards while Mueller is still special counsel. And so Whitaker is going to be directly involved in neutering Mueller and also encouraging Mueller to wrap it up because he's going to put scope. See, Mueller never didn't have a statute to hunt down, and he was not confirmed by the Senate for his current role.
Right.
So when you think about what is going on, he's a inferior officer. He answers to a superior officer in this case, and now it's no longer Rod Rosenstein, a black hat. It is Matthew Whitaker. And Matthew Whitaker has nothing to lose because he's temporary. William Barr is going to be the guy that's going to be probably getting passed through. You know, and William Barr is a very suspicious character, too. You know,
there's things in 1992 and 93, he was the George Bush's AG, wasn't he?
Well, not only that, but he also, with regard to Mena, Arkansas, and Manuel Noriega, and the Nicaragua.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
He was photographed with Noriega, and he tipped off the Clintons that there was some stuff that was going down. So, you know, he has a checkered past, but even, you know, it remains to be seen about where William Barr is going to break down on this. William Barr has also said some things that were favorable to going after Uranium One. And I know that Huber and Horowitz have put together a really solid case. And I also know that that's the reason why he was out in Utah, because you no longer can trust judges like Sullivan, who we just saw with Flynn, or judges Conyers and Contreras, who were part of the FISA courts. And the other big problem, too, and remember this, who confirms and appoints FISA judges? The Chief Justice, Roberts, the same guy that actually passed with a clean bill of health, you know, Obamacare, right?
Right.
I mean, this was George W. Bush appointment. And again, the Bushes, part of the deep state, part of the New World Order, part of the cabal. And now, you know, and it was Obama that actually changed the way FISA judges get appointed, and entrusting someone like Justice Roberts, who
right.
turned out to be a pretty lame Chief Justice.
Hasn't he?
Decisions.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So what do you think will happen in 2019? I have a feeling that you're going to see the destruction of the Clinton Foundation and their money. You're going to see a lateral investigation going after Mueller that's going to cut off his funding. You're going to see Trump has a Damocles sword of the FISA documents hanging over the heads of the Democrats and the people, including the people on the other side, like Ryan and his father-in-law, who actually he's part of the what we call Rhino Republican crowd. I think Trump is going to gather speed and force toward 2020, and I don't think that Pelosi and Schumer are going to win on this, especially over the wall. The wall is going to get built. And it's got a combination of walls. Physical wall, cyber wall, more troops, more people, more, even a better immigration policy. I think Trump can move forward on that now, can't he?
Hey, Bill, the Democrats have fallen into every single trap that they have ever set. If you listen
right.
to him, he'll tell you it's the year of the boomerang. Every single boomerang they threw out clobbered them in the head.
Right.
Everything they tried backfired on them. Whether it was, getting Roy Moore, it ended up taking Harvey Weinstein down, with the Me Too movement and everything.
Right.
There was a lot of Democrats that went down because of Me Too. Al Franken, Jeff Conyers, a lot of people, right? But not just that. You take a look at the recent thing that happened with the New York AG and the Trump Foundation, right? So Trump shuts his foundation down for a few technicalities, maybe. You compare that to the Clinton Foundation. Okay, so it was Mueller who's breaking down the president's personal attorney's door, breaking down Manafort's door.
Yeah.
Soon what we're going to see is a good reason to break down a door in Chappaqua, New York, called the Clintons, right? Or
right.
shut down the Clinton Foundation. It's going to pale in comparison.
I think also they're going to start parallel investigations. They're going to go after Mueller himself and his cabal, too, of associates.
Harry Reid set the tone.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I think Trump is learning how to play the presidential game, and I think he's going to take out his enemies both inside the Republican Party and the Democrats this year, which I think by the spring it's pretty well going to be settled that all the so-called opponents to Trump and the Democratic Party aren't going to win. And what I want is I'd like to have what's called Samuel Council. I know you've interviewed most of the family of Trump. We need to get some way of getting directly through to Trump, whether it's video clips or audio clips. I like to take things like our show today and get it through to Trump, maybe on social media. He needs to get better information because I think in the past with Kelly and others, he didn't get all the great information. Like if he could mano a mano dialogue, say, with you, Scott, for 10 minutes a week, he would make a big difference in terms of some of the things he does, rather than just listening to the advisors locally around him in the White House or the people in the administration. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, and I think he does have his pulse on what's going on in the country. And I think he does listen to a lot of different shows. And, it's really kind of heartwarming to see. I'm always impressed when he tweets stuff out that are just so right in tune with what is actually happening around him. And he doubles down and triples down, and he's really a great messenger. He stays on message. He stays on topic. He is disciplined, and he's a great counterpuncher. Remember, the same guy, when Chuck Schumer was in the White House and said to Donald Trump, he said, Mr. President, elections have consequences. And he was in the White House when he said it. And right away, Trump countered and said, yeah, and that's why America's doing so well right now.
Right.
He doesn't take anything lightly. And he's quick on his feet. He's agile. He's nimble. He's quick. And by the way, some of the best decisions that anyone has ever made are made from the gut. And the gut...
Aren't they? Isn't that true?
And the gut gets rid of the red tape and the bureaucracy. And it doesn't get all muddled down with confusion. It has great clarity and simplicity. And that's where Trump is with his Syria decision. That's why it's better than a decision made by a general. So he says he is outsmarting some of these generals. He can do it, and he is doing it.
Right. What do you think of what's going on in the stock market? I see Drudge at the top left-hand side says, goodbye, 23,000. Stocks continue to rot in red. It says Dow is down 464.
Okay, so Jerome Powell yesterday made a... I actually think that yesterday was a positive. Even though I opposed the rate hike, I think that Jerome Powell is getting way too aggressive.
Right.
I will tell you this, that what he did say was promising. He said two main things were my takeaways from yesterday. Jerome Powell, Federal Reserve. What he said was, I'm going to forecast ahead of time that we are not going to raise the rates nearly as aggressively as we have. He's going to pretty much put the rate hikes on hold for a while. That
right.
was going to show future promise for the markets, okay? But a knee-jerk reaction is always to be expected when a rate is hiked, especially that's the eighth one since Trump took office. Remember, Obama, 8 years, one hike of one.
I know, and this is what, the eighth hike in 2 years for Trump, right?
Yeah. So what that does is if he were to not do the hike based on the build-up to it, then what would have happened is it would have said to the markets that the economy is unhealthy. And the markets would have reacted negatively because of that. So what he did say was, the market is healthy, the economy is healthy enough for me to raise the rates. That's a boost of confidence to the markets. But he also then did the other second great thing, which is to instill confidence in the future of the markets. Now, the only big problem and the big question mark is that the world economy is suffering a little bit from a slowdown. And why is that? Because of the fact that Trump decided to take a bigger slice of the world economic pie.
Right.
By getting better trade deals with China, better trade deals with European Union, better trade deals with North America and, you know, our American partners. So that's all great. Okay, that's good. We're richer for it, they're poorer for it. The Shanghai Index took a 30% hit.
Okay. Wow. So that's a big deal, isn't it? And Xi, by the way, is going to respect intellectual property, et cetera, and the deal's going to make. Works, isn't it?
Right. So that's going to have a negative impact on the world economy. The European Union is no longer going to get the insulin and gravy that we've been giving it for all this time.
Right.
No longer are they going to get away with murder, right? I mean, basically, they're going to have to actually earn their own profits.
Right.
For change. And so they're going to have to retool and refigure things out. And in the interim, there's going to be probably an economic slowdown in the world economy, which is going to have a negative impact on our economy. But that's no fault of Trump's. That's just basically hitting the reset button and righting the wrongs of the past. And anytime you have these shifts in tide, you're going to have that ripple, you know, the water ripple crashing into each other. And you're going to have some confusion. But in the long term, so I'm saying this. It's 23,300 now, something like, I don't know, 22,859 is
right.
It's going to go back up, and I would say that by June of 2019, you're going to see this market go way up above
20,000. Okay, I'm going to make my two-year predictions. I predict during the next 2 years, the Democrats are going to have to collaborate on some legislation such as infrastructure and reducing, say, the donut thing on drugs and allowing cross-state insurance companies so people can get reasonable price insurance to their health care. Trump is going to get his wall built, and he's going to get his money. I think he's going to get a trade deal with Xi and with Europe, and I think Brexit's going to happen, and we're going to replace May with Boris. My prediction is that Trump is going to sail into 2020 with a giant majority, not only in the House and Senate, but also the largest majority probably any entering president in the second term. And I think Trump is going to seal not only a peace in the Middle East, and want to make sure it's a safe peace, not a dangerous one, but I have a feeling this is what I see the direction next 2 years. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. You nailed it. I mean, the Brexit, May, is going to be replaced by Boris. I agree with all of that.
Yeah.
The wall being built, the stock market on the rise, all of that is going to happen.
I want to see Bracero, too, come. If someone can be vetted properly, they should be able to work here. But they don't get citizenship.
Crime is going to go way down.
The what? Prime interest rate?
No, crime. The crime.
Oh, yeah, of course it will. And I think also you're going to start seeing the police and the border guards and so on starting to get a lot more respect because they don't get their adequate respect.
That's right.
I think you're going to see...
Healthcare prices go down.
Listen, our prices are 1.8 times higher than Europe or Canada. That's crazy. Why do we pay more in America where a lot of the technology originates here? It's crazy, isn't it?
Right. That's because of the trade tariffs and imbalances.
Right.
And the FDA and the regulatory impact, you know, that Trump is...
The District of Criminals, the lobbyists that rotate in on musical chairs between the government and lobbying organizations, right?
Absolutely. No, it's going to be a great day. And, keep in mind, too, that Obama lost way more seats, and so did Bill Clinton, in the first midterm election, and yet won handily, in like a landslide, decisively. Bill Clinton won re-election, and so did Obama.
Yeah, well, here's another area. I want to see Trump talking to Putin as well, and starting to industrialize Russia so that they feel there's some peace and we're not going to nuke them. Because under Barack Obama and what Bill Clinton did, they actually made Russia very paranoid for us for a damn good reason. And I want to see that paranoia go away. I want the Russian people to not be fearful of us that we're going to nuke them.
All of that's great, but the most important thing, I think, to Trump supporters is to actually see the Clintons go to jail and to actually see Lady Justice put the blindfold back on and really produce real justice in America.
So what you're saying is that justice in America, Lady Justice actually wears an orange pantsuit.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is...
you like that? That's what she needs to be wearing, right? Orange pantsuit in jail.
That blindfold. But, you know, if you listen to Comey, she's not wearing a blindfold. If you listen to Peter Strzok, she's not wearing a blindfold.
No.
And we need that back. We need to have faith in our FBI. It used to be that if the FBI was on it, they were going to get their man. Now if the FBI is on it, you think Las Vegas, or you think...
Well, look at how they went after the General Flynn. I honestly think Flynn and Manafort are going to get pardons. I think it's going to get thrown out. Now, they delayed the judgment Mueller did on Flynn in passing sentence so they can continue to harass the hell out of Trump. That's what I think.
Mueller and Brennan go down big time. I want to see those two characters and Comey. I want to see Mueller, Brennan, and Comey and Hillary Clinton go to jail. And I want them to be exposed.
Why don't we work out a new Monopoly game? We have different places. So go to jail, Comey, and you know, have little cards for Comey and Hillary and the Clintons, etc. Wouldn't that be fun?
Absolutely.
A new Scott Adams Deagle version of Monopoly, only Trump is the guy holding all the hotels.
Well, Bill, if I don't talk to you between now and Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We're going to be live. NutriMedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or onyx silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.